For the Crows, the big one, in comes Jordan Dawson from Sydney, as well as picks 33, 42, compensation for Jake Kelly, and 75. Out goes Jake Kelly to Essendon. Picks 23, 37, and 44. And a future first-round pick that is tied to Melbourne, which is going for Dawson. Now, let's talk to the Crows GM of list management, Justin Reid. Reedy, good morning to you. Are you happy?
Look, we identified getting Geordie in through trade period. So, yeah, the footy club, we're happy with getting Geordie in and, happy where the draft picks it as well.
Justin, when did you sort of have on your radar Jordan Dawson and the knowledge that he could be wanting to come home to South Australia and start planning how you could make that happen for Adelaide Football Club?
Yeah, Rich, I think, look, you always keep an eye on things, but probably halfway through the year, there was probably a little bit of an opening, I guess. So, obviously, with COVID over the last few years as well, that's probably created a bit of an opportunity. And with Geordie and Millie wanting to get home, so as you said, he's obviously got his own reasons for wanting to come home, but yeah, certainly fantastic for the club and its supporters.
No shortage of argy-bargy with Sydney as to his valuation. Sydney made it clear they felt that they were short-changed. How do you react to that?
Oh, look, it's a negotiation, isn't it, Roach? And obviously, I've been on that side of the fence before as well. And look, we were really clear and had an understanding from Geordie's management group what that value looked like leading into the trade period. And we worked really hard, myself and my team, through that period to get that result. And as you said, we're wrapped Tuesday night for Geordie to walk into the football club.
In fairness to Adelaide, Sydney cannot say that you didn't make some pretty big moves. First to get 17 for them, then to get Melbourne's future first-round pick. So why were they so difficult in the end on this one?
Oh, look, Rich, as you know, there's emotion involved in football, and Geordie's, he's developing as a footballer, but he's also a very good person. So when there's emotion involved, it's always difficult. But I think at the end of the day, we still think it was a fair and reasonable outcome. So we're just really happy to get Geordie into the football club and excited for him to join the boys and get to work.
Mate, were you dealing with a club that wanted the best possible pick, or throughout the whole process, did they actually want to keep Jordan Dawson as a Swan next year?
Yeah, Hayes, I think it's certainly more around the value and what their expectations were. So I guess that's why the negotiation on the process dragged out a bit. But we also know that a lot of these outcomes, don't happen to the last 24, 48 hours of the trade period itself. So, look, as you said, they've got their own view on what they value Geordie. And as you said, we found what we thought was fair and, we came to that result in the end.
Justin, it's always interesting, the trade period, when clubs put up names before their rivals. Who did you think was interesting to talk to other than Jordan Dawson this year?
We're talking in regards to
possible,
clubs.
No, impossible trades to trade in. Who else tempted you this year?
Oh, look, with regards to our list management strategy and where we sit at the moment, we're really focused on, going to the draft. So Geordie was certainly a priority. So, look, if Geordie wasn't to happen, we're quite comfortable going to the draft. So with regards to that, we're still pretty clear on where we sit with regards to that. We're still really early into, our list rebuild, and we've still got a fair bit of work to do around that, obviously.
Any details on the contract? So can confirm it's a five-year deal?
No, I think it's been reported, so certainly a four-year deal. So, I'm not sure where that got reported early on, but, it's certainly 4 years.
So now the question is, draft picks being traded, are you still eager to get higher up into the draft? And where was the number one play with North Melbourne?
Yeah, Roach, it's certainly something we had to put forward, or it's a question we asked. But at the end of the day, North Melbourne, they've got pick one in the draft, and it's for them to, make those decisions. So I guess with the hand we hold, there's not a huge amount of stock we hold at the moment going into the draft, but we'll certainly be looking at, what we've got, not just this year, but future picks to see what we can do. But the reality is, we'll sit pretty well at pick four, and we'll now go to work and look at what that looks like, over the coming weeks with Hamish and the recruiting team.
So we know that Jason Horne-Francis is an absolute gun, and he really proved that in the final series for South Adelaide. From your perspective, mate, how good is he? Is he this once-in-a-generational type player?
Oh, he's a super talent. Not just a super talent. He's a good person. Comes from a really good family. So They're a really close family. And look, you know, we'd love him to be at the Adelaide Football Club, but at the end of the day, we can't dictate that. So, yeah, look, he's a super talent and, you know, he'll be a very good AFL player.
Justin, at this point, who do you still have out of contract and where do they stand for next season?
Yeah, Rich, we've got Benny Davis and Ronan O'Connor. Those two guys are still out of contract and we'll just take a bit of a breath and get through the weekend and sit down with list management next week. And as I said, we need to now revisit where our list spots are. We've got list lodgement at the end of October. Take stock of that. So we'll be in touch with them and just work through that going forward.
Mm. The Hawthorn Football Club was interesting where they seemed to be having eagerness to do deals everywhere and then didn't do them at all. Did they offer anything to Adelaide for you to consider?
No, we weren't really in that space. So, no, we didn't have any conversations with Hawthorn around those players or where they sat.
Did you get any other inquiries about some of your players from other clubs?
No, we didn't, actually. Obviously, you start a lot of these conversations, you know, well in advance of trade period. Mm. So, you know, even you know, well back to July, all the way through to trade period. So, but no, there wasn't really any names raised. As I said, a lot of the core group is invested in what Nixie and the culture and the environment that he's putting in place. So, you know, a lot of guys have recommitted over the last, you know, 10 to 12 months. So, you know, that's great for the footy club.
How do you assess this trade period? Everyone's getting a view and thought that it was a bit of a dull one compared to others, but as a list manager, how have you found this trade period?
I'm still pretty tired this morning, Roach, so it's still the same trade period as it was last year for me, to be honest. So, I think, you know, with list spots being a little bit less, there wasn't a fluid movement of players, but that's also the unknown of the collective bargaining agreement, and I guess that comes down to money as well. So, we probably knew leading into it it'd be a little bit quieter, but at the same time, each club's trying to execute what they're trying to do. And as I said, we had a priority of bringing Geordie into the club and trying to improve our draft. And we think we achieved that outcome. So that's it's a positive.
So where is the game on where the salary cap's going?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine at the moment, Rich. So that's between the Players Association and the AFL. Mm. So look, I think they're talking and a little bit of it's around TV rights, a bit of it's around COVID. There's also an existing CBA in place at the moment for 2022. So I guess clubs for us to plan, you know, and you like to plan at least 3 years in advance at a minimum, not understanding what that salary cap is or I guess what those budget lines are. It makes it very hard for all clubs.
We've always asked the question of why the trade period needs to go over 2 weeks. And the response has always been about giving then the players the chance to tour facilities and medicals and so forth. COVID's changed that the past 2 years. Does that damage the argument that we need 2 weeks of a trade period?
Oh, look, it's more around clickbait, Roach. It's a commercial decision. The reality is it goes for that period because it generates great interest for the AFL and the game itself. So, you know, that's reality of what we're involved in. And it does take time for players to make decisions and work through these things. So I think you'll find it will always stay for, you know, that 10-day period.
Mm. That's some good clickbait as well, Justin. We didn't see some of those 18-team trades that we...
we wanted an 18-club trade.
But how quick do you think it could be done in? Could it be a 2 or 3 day trade period?
I certainly could be, but at the same time, as I said, I think there's a commercial element to it. So I'm a bit of a realist and I understand why it's over a period of time. And as I said, it's not just, you call it the trade period, but you've got the free agency period that's part of that as well. And then now we're going into, a peak trade period. So I think as of Monday, you can start swapping picks up until a week before the draft. And then you've got live trading on draft night. So as I said, it's not just a 10-day period. You could argue it's 52 weeks of the year.
Mm. Pick four, the top pick for you guys in the draft. Do you know which direction you're going to go? You're focusing on a midfielder?
Most talented, Hazy at that pick. So, when you're that high in the draft, we'll just go most talented players. So there's still a fair bit of work to be done around that. There's still being testing done this weekend in SA and WA with combines. We're still waiting on medical data. So there's still a lot of work to come, a lot of information to come in for Hamish and the team to work through. So we'll pick that up again next week and get to work on that. A lot of vision. A lot of work still to be done.
Justin, you were very emphatic a week ago that Taylor Walker will play for Adelaide next year. How is he progressing in that comeback to the Adelaide Footy Club?
Yeah, Rich, yeah, my understanding, yeah, he's been on the track with the boys in the off-season, and, yeah, he said nothing's changed around that. He's getting himself fit, and I think, as I said, the five-plus-year boys are back to training in December. So, as far as I'm concerned, he'll be back on the track with the boys, and he's around the group already in the off-season.
So, obviously, Jordan Dawson was the big one, and he's going to be a Crow next year, which is fantastic news. Can you give us an insight, Reddy? What's he like? We haven't seen much of him.
Yeah, look, Geordie's a person. He's a pretty relaxed type of guy, but you know, from a playing perspective, obviously his weapon, you know, he's great above his head, and he's obviously got his weapon off that kick. So to be able to use his ball use inside 50, you know, through the wing, midfield, halfback would be great. So, look, he'll take some time to build relationships, work with the coaches, and, you know, you need that off-season to build a bit of that cohesion. But he's a hard worker. And yeah, no, he's wrapped. I know he drove down, I think, from Robe yesterday. So he and Millie are down in town, and I'm sure he'll do some media today. And I know he's already, you know, looking to do some work with the boys running around on Friday, I think.
Justin, just to go back to the number one draft pick with North Melbourne, can you give us fact rather than myth as to what you put on the table to tempt North Melbourne?
Oh, Rich, I think what was reported is accurate.
So it was three first round draft picks?
Yeah, I can confirm that. So, obviously, there's other things involved in that transaction, but at the end of the day, you know, not just ourselves, but other clubs would have put things forth in North Melbourne. And as I think they've said, they'll listen to all things. But, yeah, we certainly didn't die wondering, Ricci, but at the same time, we're pretty realistic going into the trade period where North sit and, I guess, the talent they view that Jason is.
Yeah, understandable.
Reddy, before we let you go, we knew that last week that there could be a potential opportunity for Hamish Hartlett to be part of the Crows in a capacity next year. Is there any update there?
Not too sure, Hazy, with Hammer. So I haven't been updated. Obviously, been focused on the trade period itself. So I'm sure that will sort itself out over the coming weeks.
Outstanding. Mate, congratulations on everything that's happened over the last few days. It's been an absolute whirlwind to follow. Good luck over the next period. We're just trying to keep up on what happens now, pick swaps and everything else. Then we just, I suppose, we build up to the draft. And, mate, thanks for your time this morning. We'll check in again really soon.
Thanks, boys.
Justin Reid, Crows GM of List Management. Jordan Dawson is in.
Yep.
And that is...
So that's a four-year deal.
Pretty much all that matters for Crows supporters.
That's interesting, isn't it?
All the ports that I'd seen were for a five-year deal. Confirmation there, it's for a four-year deal.
Unless there's a trigger for a fifth.
Potentially.
Maybe.
But usually.
4 years.
Usually it would still be called a 5 year deal. They're 4 year deals with a trigger for a fifth.
Yes. It depends. You're confused. Depends which side of the street you're on.
Confused yet, Rooch?
No.
He's there for the long term, though.
Yes, he is.
4 to 5 years, still solid.
I couldn't imagine all of a sudden at the end of that contract he says, oh, I want to move on to a third club.
Exactly.